A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, and what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word. My Father will love him. We will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. The word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. Just like yesterday's gospel, our gospel this morning is a great reminder to us that love has to be shown. We can't just tell people that we love them and our actions don't back it up. So Jesus gives us the recipe to authentic love today. He says, love is when you listen to him and follow his command. And when we follow the law of God, that is when we are truly free. Our secular world has told us time and time again, you know, the church is outdated. The church needs to get with the times. But the reality is, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And the love of Christ never changes. That's the good news for all of us. In this constantly changing world, the love of Jesus is always with us. So today is a beautiful reminder in our gospel that true love always comes from following the law of Christ and listening to his word. And once we do that, that's when we live to our fullest potential and we're capable to love people to the fullest. So this morning, as we begin a new work week, let us be reminded that as we get bombarded with our obligations and we're pulled in different directions, that the greatest thing that we ever have to remember is how loved we are by Christ, and to bring that love to one another.